Keith Peters reporting this could be a record Memorial Day weekend for travel. Correspondent Shelley Adler has more on this story.
AAA predicts this will be the busiest start of summer weekend in nearly 20 years, with just under 44 million people traveling between Thursday and Monday. AAA spokeswoman Aixa Diaz.
People are really viewing travel as something that brings them a lot of value to their life, and they're prioritizing it. So perhaps they're cutting back in other areas.
AAA's prediction for car travel at 38.4 million could set a new mark for this holiday weekend. As for the airports, TSA is predicting up to 3 million passengers passing through security to start the long weekend Friday. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Justice Department has filed a sweeping antitrust lawsuit against Ticketmaster and parent company Live Nation Entertainment, accusing them of running an illegal monopoly over live events in America. Attorney General Merrick Garland says it's time to break up the monopoly of Ticketmaster and parent Live Nation.
We allege that to sustain this dominance, Live Nation relies on unlawful, anti-competitive conduct to exercise its monopolistic control over the live events industry in the United States and over the fans, artists, independent promoters, and venues that power the industry.
The lawsuit claims the entity squelched competition and drove up prices for fans. A former Baltimore City prosecutor was spared any prison time and her sentence for perjury and mortgage fraud. Former state's attorney Marilyn Mosby was convicted of lying about her finances to make early withdrawals from retirement funds during the coronavirus pandemic. She's seeking a pardon from President Biden. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 605 points. This is SRN News. Germany moves to lower the penalty for child pornography.
The law currently imposes a minimum of 1 year in jail for disseminating pornographic images of minors. But Germany's cabinet has approved plans to reduce the minimum sentence to 3 months, and Parliament has registered its approval. Part of the reason for the change is that so many young Germans are now sending nude pictures of themselves on social media that the current law promises to send a lot of them to jail for a year. Critics say reducing the penalty for child pornography sends a bad message at a time when the problem is growing. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Christian ministry that has closed its beaches on Sunday mornings for generations to honor God is relenting temporarily, allowing beachgoers onto the sand while it fights a court case with the state of New Jersey. The Ocean Grove Camp Meeting Association established a Christian seaside retreat at the Jersey Shore in 1869 and closes its beach until noon on Sundays. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stock slumped after strong economic reports raised the possibility of interest rates staying painfully high. The weakness was widespread and overshadowed another blowout profit report from market heavyweight NVIDIA. The S&P 500 fell 0.7% and pulled further from its record set earlier this week. Treasury yields rose in the bond market after reports showed accelerating growth for U.S. business activity and a resilient job market. The Dow was down 605 points to close at 39,065. The NASDAQ lost 65 points to 16,736. The S&P 500 dropped 39 to 5267. New York oil fell 70 cents to $76.87 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.